and the Ad Council.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Thursday, it is 9:30, it is time to talk cars. I guess that's why they call the program Car Talk. Brad Dungis away from the microphone today, but Michelle is with us. How are you doing, Michelle Gaines?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Well, it's great to have you in studio instead of by telephone.
I know. I'm glad to be here in person today. This is the first time in probably a year it's been face-to-face for me.
Well, you've been busy. Boy,
yes.
You have been busy. What's been going on down there at the Dungis Family of Autos?
We have been extremely busy to a point when people drive by the lot and they see that we're short on inventory. It's because we're selling them as soon as we get them. So we're doing a lot of sales by pre-ordering. So You are welcome to order the vehicles as well as to buy them before they even hit the lot, because we have a pipeline full that we are printing out papers so that you're able to purchase those before they even get here. And that's been working well for us.
And we're back. Michelle,
yes.
Now you've been telling me that a lot of folks are coming in and they're just making orders right now because cars are moving so fast.
Yes, you're exactly right. They're making orders as well as purchasing in the pipeline. About 40 to 45% of the pipeline is already sold through our dealership. Hmm. So, and that's in around the world. I mean, everything is just being sold pretty much out of a pipeline. We do have a fantastic selection of used inventory that's like new. So we'll have our 2020 F-250s, our 2019s, 2018s, a lot of the 17 to the 2020 range that we're purchasing to be able to fill that void of the new vehicles that are not on the lot. So they're still like new. So we encourage customers to still come down and take a look at those because they are still the new models of everything. It's just they may have a few miles on them.
They drive just like new. I'm driving a Flex that hardly had anything on it.
Yeah.
And it's just like driving brand new, but you know, you get a little break on the price. That's
yes, you
for
do.
Sure.
You do. Yeah. And we, and those people who are out there who are wanting to sell their vehicles, I suggest bringing it into the dealership and getting a purchase price on what we would buy from them on the 17 to the 2020 models. Prices are high right now. I mean, even the value of the vehicles. So we definitely encourage that so that we would like to buy from our own community rather than some other place out of state. So that would help as well.
Now, Michelle, the buying process is so easy, and I know that you and Brad and everybody, your entire team, put your noggins together to make sure that this was the easiest process in the area.
Yes.
I will tell you, folks, just as testimonial, it took me maybe 45 minutes to purchase my vehicle. I did some of it online and some of it right there in person with a lovely young lady, Miss Madison, and boy, we were driving a new car in no time.
That's what we like to hear, yes. That is something that Brad highly believes in, is the customer service and to not have a pushy sales environment. That's why we don't pay our sales consultants commission. They're not commission-based employees, which helps us to control the, you know, treating the customers right, not putting them in something that they don't want to be in. As well as you said, you started some of the application part of it online. We have AutoFi and everything that attaches to all three of our websites. So you can start the process of buying a vehicle, setting up your own payments, getting an idea of what your rate will be. So it helps us when you come into the dealership. That already comes to us once you submit that. And we're able to start the process before you even get to the dealership.
And the only thing that I had to wait for, and I was so impressed, was they took their little extra time on detailing the vehicle so that when I got it, not only was it new to me, it looked like it came off the showroom floor as a brand new vehicle, yet it was used. So your team, top to bottom, pro. I love the experience.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And that helps us, and it encourages the sales team as well to get feedback from someone like you who's actually purchased from our dealership. But yes, if you don't forget that the new Lightning is coming out, and so there's pre-orders on that.
That looks like a fun little truck.
Yes, it's going to be pretty impressive. So we're excited about that one. And we also have the Maverick that's coming out. We are taking pre-orders on those as well. of course, our Broncos. You know, we can't forget about those Broncos.
How fast are they moving, Michelle?
They are a little slow right now, mm-hmm. but as soon as they hit the lot, we're going to have a whole bunch of Broncos sold. We're going to have maybe a whole area full of Broncos.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's cool.
But I did bring Tim Pettiger with us, and he is our new marketing specialist.
I met Tim last week.
To him.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, how you doing?
Doing super. Now, you brought in a nice friend as well.
Yeah. So, I brought with me Andrew here. He's one of the owners of Paper Games, one of the community's pillars, I think.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, thanks for bringing me on for this community hour, and excited to talk a little bit about Paper Games and what we do in the community here.
Now, this is really great because we all live here, and we all share the benefits of living in a great community. So let's go ahead and set this up.
Yeah. So I'm actually relatively new to the community. I moved here right before COVID started from New Jersey, and I was looking for something to get involved in the community but before COVID shut it down. But I found Paper Games here, and they host many community events, whether it's like tabletop games, and it's just a very welcoming atmosphere that I found relaxing.
Yeah, we Paper Games is a tabletop and comic book shop. We have a lot of people coming in asking for Xbox controllers and computer games, and we don't have that. You know, anything we have, you can play without batteries and or without plugging it in. And so we started about 4.5 years ago. Five of us locals were able to start up a shop that we would want to bring our families into, our kids into, it's a nice bright environment that has lots of tables. About 80% of the floor space is all table space. All the merchandise is thrown up against the walls.
And we were talking about your shop here with Paper Games. And, of course, you were talking about you're not just all board games. You even do the comic book stuff, too. Plus, you have big kind of events.
Yeah, absolutely. So we run events almost every night of the week, from trading card games to board games to tabletop games like Dungeons and Dragons, Pokemon, which is all the rage nowadays. And so we offer events almost every night of the week, and then we also do some help with events off of our campus as well. We have in the past, pre-pandemic, we did. Dungeons and Dragons clubs after school at Madison Middle School and some other schools around the area as well.
I think that's where my daughter got really the full gist of Paper and Game, because she goes to Madison. So.
Hey, yeah, fun. It's really great. One of the big life lessons that I've been taught. My uncle lived on a farm, worked his whole life in one location, but he would go bowling every single Thursday night, and I was like, Uncle, it's like why do you go bowling? Why bowling? He's like, I love my job. I could live and die on this farm. I would never have to leave. But it's important to get out there and enjoy yourself and connect with your community. And so that really stuck to me. And I was like, you know what? I really do need to get outside my circle. Every once in a while, I need to get out there and not only have fun, but be able to find friends, impact others, and that's kind of translated to Paper Games. It's somewhere that people can get out into the community, maybe in a circle group of friends or family or work pals that they don't normally see, and impact the community and have some fun doing it.
Speaking of community, I like one aspect is coming into your store, you see all this like handcrafted wood tables and shelving, and then if you look up at the ceiling, you have this wonderful artwork that people have just been painting tiles for. If you want to talk more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have just boring old white ceiling tiles like many places, and yeah, looking up right now at the studio. And somebody had a bright idea and said, hey, can I paint one of your ceiling tiles? And we're like, sure, yeah, why not? And they put a character from one of the games that we play on there, this big colorful dragon, and it looked really pretty. And we were like, you know what, we're going to put this right up in the ceiling. And so since then, people, it's just kind of grown. And we have probably about 30 tiles right now that are done, that have been done and installed. And some of them are amazingly artistic, professional level artwork, you know, the Sistine Chapel almost above us. And then I've put one up there that was pretty simple. I'm not very artistic, but you know, it's part of encouraging the community to participate, make this space their own, and it really brightens up the area.
It's a nice little personal touch that I don't see in a lot of places, and it's just very welcoming to see.
Yeah.
Something I also wanted to check out is you guys also do like chess clubs and stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we really set out to do from the beginning is to become a space for the community. And that includes encouraging other clubs and communities to come meet at our space. So we have, we have over 15 handmade red oak tables that we custom made in one of our owner's dad's cabinet shop, and they are beautiful and wonderful, and then we got some nice padded chairs. And so we encourage all communities, whether it's a ladies bunco group or the Bartlesville Chess Club, to come meet, use our space. We're open from 2 to 9 every single day, and so the Bartlesville Chess Clubs meets every Monday at our store, and they as well encourage everybody to come out and play.
Yeah. So as long as you have like a group that you just want to come down and have some space to play, anyone's welcome to come with their games?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do hold a few events that around Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh, board games, Dungeons and Dragons. But if you're not into those games, if you have a kind of local card group or board game or anything like that, feel free to come and use our space. We have great big tables, we have drink options and all sorts of stuff. So we encourage anybody to come in and play. If you are wanting to play any of those games that we play, we do offer events so you can show up by yourself. Otherwise, bring your friends and family and be able to play.
I've definitely found myself there for a few too many hours because it's just quite comfortable, and they'll provide you with anything you need to stay.
Yeah. We're in Eastland Center here, right off 75, and thankfully they put a Chick-fil-A in right there, so I may or may not have gained a few pounds since then. But yeah, there's a lot of food options around us, and then it's just a nice place to spend your evening and hang out with people.
Yeah, people come by with their families all the time too, and then you can even, some of your older like board games or comics or cards, you can actually sell and get some new stuff there too.
Yeah, absolutely. We do buy and sell collections, cards, comics, and the like. Somebody working on a lawn and was going to tear down a shed, found a bunch of comics in there, in the middle of throwing away these boxes of oldie comics, they thought, you know what, I might take this somewhere and see if it's worth anything. And sure enough, he walked out of our shop with a few $100 because there were some comics in there.
Found some treasure.
So collections nowadays have become huge. The prices are just going up, and whether it's Pokemon, Magic, or comics, if you have anything, bring it down. We'll look at them for free, let you know what you have, and offer you something. But it's kind of a fun centralized place for that. We're a bunch of nerds that enjoy to have fun. So we have a lot of knowledge of that all that collection.
Yeah, a quite diverse group of nerds, I might add.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's get back to cars for just a second.
Yes.
And Michelle, you know, speaking of collections,
yeah,
you got quite a collection of cars. Now, the used vehicles, we can always use a little bit more, but boy, we went through a stretch there where we were looking for people to drop off a collection.
Yes, we were. We were looking for all kinds of collections at one point. We still may be doing so. We still have a really nice, I believe, a 19 Charger. It's really bright green, and it would be a pretty nice car to be driving around Bartlesville area. Mm-hmm. So we do have that one. We have a convertible Mustang, a white 5.0. It's perfect weather for that if we can just get past this rain this week. We do have a good selection of used inventory, like I said, and we are the only dealership that gives you the 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty when you purchase a new car from us, as well as a 2-year, 100,000 on our Q-certified. At this time, We currently have a lot of Toyota-certified vehicles, as well as Lincoln-certified and Ford-certified. Mm-hmm. So people, individuals that are looking for new vehicles that want the warranty, we do have several new ones, like new vehicles, like I said, that were used with a little bit of miles, where we do have the Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln certification on them. So it does extend out their bumper-to-bumper warranty. And that will help with comfort on some of those individuals that are looking for the new ones because of the warranties on them. Just bring your cars by to us. We're ready to buy them, and we're ready to sell anything to you that we have coming in. We're open from 8:30 until 7, Monday through Saturday in our sales floor. We will be taking July 5th off this Monday, this upcoming, because the holiday fell on a Sunday. Is there anything else, Tim, you can think about? We're going to be doing some events throughout the month of July. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing cookouts again, as we did last year when we started back up after COVID.
Those were nice.
We've got the Summer Sizzling event coming up next week.
That's right. Everybody looks forward to that.
Yeah. It's a great bit to come out, and just hopefully it won't be raining like it is today, but... we'll be out there with a lot of members of the other communities is going on. Speaking of the cars, too, I'm actually myself getting a new car, and we're able to just find them from anywhere because mm-hmm. dealerships right now, they're a little light on inventory, and we'll make it work for each other in this southern community.
Well, with the Dungeons family of autos, of course, being one of the oldest dealers, if not the oldest dealer in the neighborhood, shall we say,
yes.
If not the whole state, you've got quite the connections because if there's something someone needs, you can arrange it pretty easily.
Yes, we can. We work very well with other dealers outside of our area, and we work off each other, especially with the shortage that we have. We've had to build really good relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Even as Tim said, I mean, we're going hours away. I mean, probably it's way up in Texas, I believe, close to the Houston area, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To get his. And he purchased off of paper an XSE Hybrid 21 Camry. So he is one of a customer that could actually, you know, give an experience about buying off of a piece of paper, because he did. Mm-hmm. And he's excited to get that one. I think he went with the Aqua.
Yeah, I went for a bit of a special color, so it's an aqua blue type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was very happy that Bruce Dungeons specifically, was able to use his connections and get this car for me.
Oh, Bruce knows everybody.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And everybody knows Bruce.
Yes, and speaking of Bruce, we do have, Bruce is our new inventory manager.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's looking for a new car, and of course they know Bruce Dungeons, come and see him. He can help us, you know, find whatever they're looking for across on all levels, our Ford side, our Lincoln, and our Toyota side. Mm-hmm. And we have a used car manager, Stuart, who does fantastic with looking at used cars that you may want. And so we have a good team of inventory management right now as well.
How are we doing on the Lincoln side? I saw a couple of beauties, but I get the feeling they might be gone since the last time I went by.
They are. We have sold every new Lincoln on our lot.
I thought so.
Yes.
Doggone it.
Not to say that we can't get you another Lincoln, and we have some that will be allocated to us that will be coming in as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we can honestly say this is probably the first time since I have been there that we have sold out of Lincolns. And we had a Navigator that sold. We had a Corsair. We've had our, we have two used Aviators that are really nice. We have one that's even a black label, and it's a 2020 Aviator. And we're not, you know, really a black label dealer, but this is a used vehicle. So mm-hmm. anyone in the area who's looking for something like that, we do have one of those. We have a great used inventory. We have a 19 Nightshade 4Runner. That's like new, about 26,000 miles on that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a used 18 Navigator as well. We have several new cars that we can get you into if you're interested in the Lincoln side of things or Ford or Toyota.
I will tell you, I've owned Lincolns in the past, and I had one for a very long time simply because the ride was the sweetest this side of heaven,
mm-hmm.
and they still are.
Yes.
And I will tell you that the Lincoln sells itself.
It does.
All you have to do is look at it, get inside, drive it, and then you just say, how much?
Yes.
That's just how easy it is.
It is. Or sometimes you don't even want to ask how much. You just want to say, get it ready for me. I'll sign what I need to sign.
Just It's going home with me.
It's going home with me. That's right. But we do. We are involved a lot in our community, and thank you for joining us today. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Tell us, everybody, where we can find Paper Games.
Yeah, Paper Games is going to be in the Eastland Shopping Center here off 75 in the middle of Bartlesville. You just find the Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby and drive right past it, and we're back there in the corner.
You're right there by the Kolo's.
Yeah, yeah.
And Big Lots.
Yeah, Big Lots and, yeah. and Kolo's are there.
Right? You're right there in the cozy corner. That's
we
are,
yeah. It's yeah. We just got a new parking lot a few years ago. It was beautiful.
It is. It truly is. And the inside is really unique, folks. You got to go inside and take a visit. And I got to tell you, it's wonderful that we bring in so many of our friends and neighbors from the community so everyone can kind of get acquainted with one another. And it sounds like you have that spirit of community, too, where
absolutely.
You open the door to everybody and you say, hey, let's just have fun and enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be a really core part of who we are, is just encouraging play, encouraging fun, and welcoming everybody in. So.
I heard that business has been good since the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were, you know, we definitely are not a... an essential business, and we own that. we're all about fun, and so we closed down for a few months, and we cut back on expenses and made sure that we were being smart with the money that we were being able to have from the PPP loans and all and grants and things like that. And now that we're back and up and running, things are going really well. People are excited to get back out there. Spending is happening. Cars are flying off the lot. It sounds like, you know, and this isn't just a retail problem. It's all across all industries. People are just getting out there and they're traveling and they're buying and they're enjoying themselves and having fun. And so inventory is low across the board. Even for us, we're having trouble getting, certain games or cards in. And
but you will take orders, right?
Oh, we will take orders. We'll make sure we get you what you need. But yeah, we really enjoy that the community is getting back out there and seeing that everybody is collectively able to kind of move on and help each other. So,
and speaking of community, the Dungeness family of autos has always been a part of our community. Everything from the Price Tower to even the Dungeness Ford Indians that play there at the Bill Dungeness Stadium right here in town. And of course, it's the arts community, it's the leisure community, it's the community as a whole. We even have so much fun down there at Tower Center at Unity Square. And of course, with the hot summer. Summer Hot Festival coming up here. I'm saying that wrong, aren't I?
It's Summer Sizzling.
There we go.
Yeah.
All I knew is hot.
We were in the same ballpark.
And the entertainment's hot. It's like they got the hot part right.
Yes.
Summer Sizzling. But anyway, it's always great to have great community partners. We're talking people in business here today, right here on Car Talk, that really enjoy our community, and the community, in return, enjoys them and what they provide. Michelle?
Yes. So I was born and raised in Bartlesville. So, of course, you know, years back when I left to go to college and came back here, it's changed so much. But one thing that has not changed is the Dungeness family and their expectations of what they do for the community. Mm-hmm. My mother had taken care of Elizabeth Dungeness, and so it's always been the Dungeness family has been very close to our heart. And they've always been involved with the community. The Boys and Girls Club is one of my favorites. I love how much Dungeness supports them as well. They're a good family with good morals, and that's why I enjoy working there. We're not just about selling cars. We're about being part of our community.
And indeed, with the Boys and Girls Club, also with the Junior Livestock Event and a bunch of other activities and events that occur throughout our community, the Dungeness name is closely associated with it, and it's not by accident. It's all on purpose. We really want to be a part of the community.
Yes, yes. So we appreciate everything that Bartlesville, you know, does back in the community. I mean, I look at how much it's grown, you know, in the past 20 years, and it's just, we have a beautiful town here.
We do. We absolutely do. I came into Bartlesville. This is a little bit of a secret here. 2 years ago. 2 years ago. And 2 years ago and 3 months ago, I didn't know what or who or where a Bartlesville was. And I really had no idea. And I did a little research. I said, big, tall buildings, lots of green spaces. Looks like a pretty nice place. And I came to visit. And by golly, some of the darn nicest people. And this community, I will tell you this, and I think you'll back me up because you've been here all your life.
I will.
I've never seen a community that will root harder for anyone's success.
I agree with that. And there, this community is wholehearted about doing local business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that's really hard to find. I mean, because Bartlesville's a good-sized town. I mean, we're not...
It is now.
Right. It's a good-sized town. And to have that kind of support in your community, I don't think we could ask for a better community. And you can tell that we're that way because of how much it's grown and how nice our downtown has... is at the, I mean, we're a town that has a really nice downtown area.
I'll put it up against anybody's.
Me too, yeah. So, and that just, I mean, along Highway 75, where we're located, I mean, even the businesses are growing substantially since, you know, 20 years ago whenever I left to go to college and came back. So
you said, wow, what's this?
I'm like, hang on, I come back in town. But I am blessed to be back in the community and to be working for a company that is truly all about our community. I can't say more about it.
All righty. Well, Paper and Games, you're out there in the Eastland Shopping Center, which got a nice little facelift a few years ago. And, boy, I tell you what, that is a nice spot. It really is. And, of course, with the Dungeons family of autos, you can find them online. And what is your web address? Let me wait.
DungeonsChoice.com.
There you go. And it takes you to all the different dealerships. And, of course, if you want to see the bright, shiny folks at Dungeons, all you have to do is go down to US 75 on the west side, which is the best side. Look for the big Ford. Look for the big Toyota sign. You'll find them.
Yes. And I'm ready to hire more sales consultants. So when you're ready, come and join our family.
All righty. Take care, guys. Great having you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.